this regular broom material, and they'd take strings and go around to that mower wad, something like that, like 3 or 4 inches in diameter. And then they'd put those strings around the toe, and they'd sweep it up. And so those trolls
were. Were those usually made at home or
Yes, they were made at home.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if I were looking for the broom and it was in a corner and the door was open so that I couldn't see it, you'd say that in relation to the door, that the broom was...
behind the door.
You ever heard people say anything besides behind the door?
I don't think of it.
Maybe back of the door?
Yeah, you might just hear that sometime. But you usually say behind the door.
I see. Well, say another expression. If I came in your living room and I left the front door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to...
Well, most people say shut the door, but of course the right term is close, and please close the
door. I see. Why would you prefer close the door to shut the door?
Well, really, to shut the door, it would have a little different meaning to it to me.
I see. You know, would you think of it as being a less polite term?
That's right.
I see. Used to, I don't know if it's still true, but women on Mondays did one particular chore. Usually, if they had a lot of dirty clothes, they'd say that on Monday they did their
washing.
Was that true? That it was usually done on Monday, or do I have that mixed up?
I don't think it was usually. It seems to me they used to have Thursday.
Thursday for washing.
For the wash day, I'm not be sure about that.
Well, were there any other particular chores that they had special days set aside to do?
Sometimes bread baking. There was, you know, they break bread for several days. I don't know what day it was, though, that they baked the bread.
Was it just the bread or anything they had to bake?
No, well, probably bread and pies. Of course, they couldn't break too many things because they didn't have refrigeration.
Right. That's one thing I wanted to ask you about before refrigeration, what they did with perishables like milk or butter.
We just put it in the well.
Put them down the well.
Yeah. Had a special rope that went on the bucket that let it down to near the water, and maybe just in the water a little bit.
Mm-hmm. How long would it keep like that?
Well, it depends on the time of the year. In winter time, it'd keep there maybe nearly a week. Of course, in summertime, it wouldn't keep too long, 24, 36 hours, something like that.
I see. Well, have you ever heard of people around here taking their milk and butter down to a place?
Spring,
where,
right? Yeah. Not too much in this area because it wasn't in the springs, but in some areas of the county where there's lots of springs, they had those springs walled up out of brick, and they carried the milk and butter and put it in the spring.
Was that called anything in particular? The place where they put it, where the water?
They used the term, and I haven't been able to think of it. It's in connection with General Dockery. His folks lived in Lambertine, and he was. I'll get you off the subject.
No, go ahead.